Chapter 25, The Seventh Parable. After a few days, I saw him in the same plain where I had also seen the shepherds. And he asked me,
"What are you looking for?"
And I said, "I am here, sir, to have you command the angel of punishment to leave my house, because he is afflicting me greatly."
"It is necessary for you to be afflicted,"
he said.
"Such is the injunction of the glorious angel concerning you, for he wants you to be put to the test."
"What have I done, sir, that is so wicked that I must be handed over to this angel?" I said.
"I shall tell you,"
he said.
"Your sins are numerous, but not so numerous that you must be handed over to this angel. But your household has committed many sins and iniquities, and the glorious angel is embittered at their deeds. For this reason, he has given orders that you should be afflicted for a time, so that they also may repent and purify themselves of every lust of this world. When they repent and are purified, then the angel of punishment will depart from you."
I said to him, "Sir, even if they have committed acts to embitter the glorious angel, what have I done?" He said,
"They cannot be afflicted in any other way unless you, the head of the whole household, suffer affliction. For if you suffer affliction, they also will necessarily be afflicted. But if you fare well, they suffer no affliction at all."
I said, "But look, sir, they have repented with their whole heart."
"I also know that they have repented with their whole heart,"
he said.
"But do you think that the sins of the repentant are immediately remissed? No, not completely. The one who repents must torture his soul and be thoroughly humbled in all his actions, and be afflicted in a variety of ways. If he endures the afflictions that come to him, the one who created all things and empowered them will surely have complete mercy and grant a remedy. God will do this when he sees the penitent's heart free from all wickedness. But it is to the advantage of you and your household that you be afflicted now. What more must I say to you? You must be afflicted in accordance with the orders of that angel of the Lord who handed you over to me. But also give thanks to the Lord for considering you worthy to have your affliction explained to you beforehand, so that by knowing it in advance, you will endure it with fortitude."
I said to him, "Sir, be on my side, and I shall be able to endure every affliction."
"I shall be on your side,"
he said.
"And I shall also ask the angel of punishment to send you milder afflictions. But you must be afflicted for a short time, and then you will be reestablished in your house. Only continue in your humble service of the Lord with a completely pure heart, you and your children and your household. Walk in the commandments I have given you, and it will be possible for your repentance to be deep and pure. And if you observe these commandments, together with your whole house, all affliction will pass from you. So will it also pass from all who walk in these commandments of mine."
He said,